Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. But let's talk about a little bit of a celebration. Joe Donahue returns today to host the roundtable. What a way to celebrate Joe, the station, you, and all the folks who make what people love to listen to. And right now in that lockbox, $534,087 beautiful dollars.
David, that's the good news. And the bad news is we got to get to 800,000 before the fund drive begins. We have Alan Dershowitz yesterday, in my mind, making a fool of himself, a Harvard professor who is basically making the point that the president can do anything he wants because anything he does is in the national interest. Will you give me a break, please? That has become the lead story on all the news programs because, you know, this is one of the best guys that money can buy, and he is making a claim that would make any dictator a happy person. So that's Dershowitz, and that's where he is, and that's what we're going through right now. You better have a station that can keep up, that can bring you the news, so that when you're driving along, you can hear the trial. You can hear the kinds of things that we have done over and over and over again. We have Mary Louise Kelly going into Pompeo's office for an interview, being called in and told to leave her tape recorder outside and then being laced into in the most incredible way with the F-bombs flying all over the place. We have a president who says the press is the enemy of the people. And here we have WAMC. It is not in any way as strong as the president in terms of resources. We've got to scramble for every dollar we have, and that's why it is so important that we just fill this thing up. David, we have 500,000 people who listen to this radio station every month. If everybody does something now, we're fine. If a group of people say, I'm not going to let this radio station go, then we'll be fine. If people turn their backs, we're in trouble. So I'm just asking that everybody does something today. Go to WAMC.org right now or wait till 9 o'clock and call the number 1-800-323-9262. But most of all, if you go to WAMC.org, you can put something in and we will be fine. Joe coming back is a great relief to me personally because he's been a great partner, as you know, as has Ray Graff and you in making all of this work. But today we'll celebrate, we'll have a cake, but in the end, we're still faced with the same exigencies we always have, which is we've got to get this done.
WAMC.org is how you can do your part, and we thank you.
That's right, David. That's what it is.
Well, what it is when it comes to the vote on calling witnesses, Alan, which apparently is going to take place on Friday. I'm reading a story out of Politico that said the Senate and John Roberts face possibility of an epic tie on witnesses in which John Roberts becomes the tiebreaker.
Well, that could happen. I think what's looking more and more to me is that McConnell has basically said to his people, you're going to come along. And Schumer is saying that he doesn't like the looks of this thing. It looks like we're going to have a situation in which a president is impeached, he's brought up for trial, and then that very same president will not allow his people to testify, will not allow people to obey subpoenas, and a majority leader, Mitch McConnell, whose wife is in the cabinet, goes along blindly following that president, no matter where that's taking this country and its constitution.
Yesterday, the return of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Alan. He'd been on a bit of a break. You opened the interview with, where have you been?
Where you been? I think he said, where you been? He can be a funny guy. Anyway, it was an interesting interview. He has a number of things that he has to be defensive about in my mind, one of which is the question of bail. He has been saying that bail reform has to be tweaked. He's absolutely right about one thing. It's been a national disgrace that poor people get held in jail because they don't have the resources. Well, rich people are always out. We know that. But we have to give judges the power to protect people. It's not perfect. It'll never be perfect. I love the idea of bail reform. I think it's important that people who have really done nothing violent or who are not a threat, I think they should be out. But I honestly believe there has to be a place where judges are able to say, no, you should come up with the money in order to make sure that you return.
Well, it's Thursday, the day we record the Media Project. You referenced Mary Louise Kelly earlier from NPR. I know you'll talk about that situation. And of course, there's this story on the docket for today. Warren Buffett said newspapers were going to disappear. Now he's disappearing from the industry. Berkshire Hathaway says it's selling its 31 daily newspapers to Lee Enterprises for $140 million. That includes the Buffalo News.
He tried to put a good face on it. However, I was taken back when he went into this whole thing and said, said that he saw some future for newspapers, including the Buffalo News, which is being sold right now. But the big news is that newspapers are dying. We know that. We've said it on the Media Project 1,000 times. So we're into a new time. We're into electronic journalism. It goes out to thousands and thousands of people every morning, and it can be changed any second that the editors want to change it. Whereas the newspapers get printed the night before, and it's old news by the morning. Do I think the New York Times and the Washington Post will be around for a long, long time? I do. I don't know that it'll be printed on newspaper, but I think those news organizations will certainly be there. But as for so many newspapers around the country, you go into their newsrooms, you see just a few people working, as opposed to the kinds of bustling places that they once were. So it's very interesting news.
Well, and it's a warning, isn't it, that WAMC could die. It's no guarantee that we survive in this climate that we have. So the only way to keep it going is for each and every one of us to be a part of it. WAMC.org.
You know, David, you make a very good point. This radio station is going where it should be because we have people behind it. And those people are making it go. And that's all we can ask. If you put just a little in, that's all you need to do.
Alan, thank you for steering the ship for so many years.
And David, thank you for being here each and every morning. We have to rub our eyes, but we're here.